Alright.
You said Bob. Bob who?
Bob Wondrock.
Oh.
He's okay. The lead on the project.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he'll be doing all the editing and all the post-processing. Alright. I have a quick set of questions to go through first. Let's see. Yeah, that's going. Okay. These are just leading questions, and if you want to go further on any subject, go right ahead. When and how did you first become involved with the division?
Well, I guess I went to that first open house they had at a place down near the square.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of what the name of it is anymore. And I went up and watched it, and I wasn't interested in model railroading. So then the next time they had a meet, I went to their meets, and I went to every meet after that, except one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they had it in the bank over in Verona there right before, or not Verona, in Pittsburgh, right before we turned to go to the Knights of Columbus, and they smoked in there.
Okay.
And I came home with a headache. I said, I couldn't even see the screen with all the smoke. I says, I don't need to go and get that done.
No.
Somebody asked me why I didn't come, and I told them, and next time there was no smoking anymore. So that's the only one I ever missed that I know of.
Well, that also takes care of the next question. Or do you remember the first SCWD meeting you attended?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it.
Well, that wasn't there, though.
Oh, okay.
That was in the barracks, out at the fairgrounds there.
Okay. I talked to Bill Eller yesterday. He said it was a GAR hall.
GAR, yeah. That was the one down at the, near the square.
Downtown. Yeah. Okay.
Then they moved out, and there was an army barracks out in the parking lot, I guess, where the Leland Center is.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in there for a year or two.
Okay. What is your favorite part of the SCWD?
My favorite part? I don't know. I like everything.
Yeah. Most people I've talked to, their favorite part is they've all come back and said fellowship, just meeting everyone and making friends.
Oh, yeah. And what I like, I guess, about it, you meet people who are different jobs than you have and different beliefs and everything, but they believe in one thing, model railroading.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And
I met friends there that are probably my best friends now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Next one I've got on my list is, tell me what you know of how the SCWD was first formed.
Well, I don't know much how they were formed other than Bob Steele, I guess, started the division. And then, like I said, I went, and pretty soon there were dues to pay, and I paid the dues, and and we got more and more people.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you basically joined because you were going and joined the NMRA because you were going to the local meets.
Yeah.
From that.
When I got the newsletters from the National, and I, oh, hey. Then I found out they had a convention, and I said to my wife, the 1970, I think it was in St. Louis. And I said, well, why don't we go down, spend a weekend or so, and see what's like. And we had a great time. We went around, saw St. Louis. I went to two ball games there and had a nice meeting. And when we came home, I said, you know, we ought to do this every year. Make it our vacation, go a little earlier and see the things where it's at. And, and so then all of a sudden I read the next newsletter that came out, the next convention is in London.
Oh.
I said, whoops, I guess that blows going every year, doesn't it? Well, finally, one day there was an ad in one of their bulletins, and a group from Detroit was planning a trip on an airplane with a bunch of guys, and you could sign up to go if you wanted to. And I said, this looks pretty reasonable. Why don't we do it? So we did, and I didn't realize half of the crew were the president and the vice president and all the head honchos. And we went, it was a 2-week trip.
Mm-hmm.
We landed in Barcelona, Spain, and then we worked our way up by train.
Oh, fun.
Across the English Channel, and then we got there for the week of the convention, and then flew home. Had a ball.
Oh, met a lot of people. I wish I could have gone on a trip like that.
And then we made the next, we made 25 conventions in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see. Next question on my list was already answered. Where did the division meet for the first meetings you attended? We already went through that. What was your involvement in the annual rail show and or swap meet?
Well, in the rail show, I helped where they needed help. Mm-hmm. And then we had, of course, one couple of years, we had our module. We had a trolley module.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got in that, and I guess I always help, and like now I sell tickets and helped in the company store. I wouldn't want to take it over, but it's a hell of a lot of work. Of course, we had a lot more stuff last year than we've ever had.
Yeah,
I mean, when you had one guy who had 1,247 items to price, we worked 4 days just pricing stuff.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh.
But you were more on the side of the show, not in the big planning part.
Not in the big planning part. Oh.
Okay. Attending and having fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Doing work.
And next question is sort of related. What was your involvement in the 97 convention?
Oh, I and Swinton and Don Johanning were on outside activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we went around to various places to set up things where they could have trips to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like we went to someplace in Illinois where they have that model, the railroad and they, down there. The
IRM?
God, I can't remember it. We set up an appointment down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to the guy who makes the switch things.
Oh, I know who you mean. Aubrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he helped us set up some stuff.
Yeah.
And then we went, I remember, well, we went up to the Dells and and those places. And we went up to Manitowoc and brought the museum up there, which was nice. I'd never been in a submarine before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we were there, they invited us free to go down on the trip. So we did that, but. Three of us, so we spent a lot of time on it. But but they didn't carry some things out like we had planned, and incidentally, they kind of were goofed up too.
Oh yeah.
So, but we managed. I thought it was a nice convention.
And I have yet to hear of anyone who had a bad time at that one too.
Yeah.
Everyone I talk to says that Madison was the best one they've been to. So.
Yeah.
So you guys did a good job.
But nobody says they want to do it again.
Well, not yet. Once we get enough people in there who haven't been in charge before.
Oh, that would be it, yeah. You get Mayo and Donkel.
Mm-hmm.
You got two people. Mayo was really good, though, when he was a good organizer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a guy who he assigned you to a job, and then he watched over, make sure you did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he let you do what you're going to do, I mean, too. Mm-hmm. The worst convention I went to was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I pre-registered, and all of a sudden you didn't hear anything, and nothing happened, and so it was even a gamble to go to know if it was going to be on. Well, I found out it was a guy who didn't like what everybody was doing, and ticked him off, and they all said, do it yourself. Well, he couldn't run a convention that size by doing it himself.
No, no. For a national, you need a lot of help.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, on my list, the last question that I had written down is, who was the most memorable SCWD personality that you knew?
Don Herling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's come up a lot in the conversations I've been talking about.
Oh, yeah. He was all it. We'd be sitting on a meeting, well, we know we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we need this to be done. Now, who's going to do it? Okay, I'll do it. And he had his truck, and he would take it out and put the signs up around when we had up at the convention, or open house. And and he wrote some good articles. He was called the old station master. First the bad thing I got we'd do when we get our bad order was, what's the old station master? A lot of us didn't know at the time who the heck it was.
Yeah.
So, but he kind of worked everybody into it, and they did this and that.
Now, do you know the story behind the Madison Mack name? I heard bits of it from Bill yesterday.
I don't know exactly if I would say I knew it. I just... Okay. I know the award was named after Madison Mack, but but I never really, I guess, knew how he got the name.
Okay. Well, we've already reached the end of the questions that I had written down.
Oh.
unless there's something that you really want to mention for the project.
No, there's been a good bunch of guys since I've been there. Once in a while, you get a guy who's a little hard-headed or something, but most of them have always
been good.
That's
the same with any group, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got along with everybody on it. And I hope they got along with me.
Haven't heard any complaints yet.
So.
Okay. Well, the other thing that I need to do is get a photo or two. Would it be possible to get you photographed with your trains?
Yeah, I don't have anything running and a lot of dust, but...
Well, that's okay. It's a still photo.
I haven't worked on it for... Well, I haven't even been down there on it for 5 years.